How long?
Well, onto the highway, so it's a good time to recite Tfilas Haderech. Mishnah in the end of Tainis requires that we should observe Avelas over the Churban Beis HaMikdosh on Tisha B'Av, as well as on the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. On the day of Tisha B'Av itself, the Mishnah doesn't spell it out, but the Braisa quoted in the Gemara spells it out. Kol hadvam hanogim ba'ovel nohagim b'tisha b'av. Whatever one would observe during Shiva, Rachmana Litzlan, one is required to observe on the day of Tisha B'Av. In addition to that, we have to fast. It's a fast day also. Avelim don't have to fast. That's a separate point. But in addition to the fact that the day is a Yom Tanis, we have to observe all of the laws of Shiva. We're not permitted to wear shoes, not permitted to bathe, and so on and so forth. Rechitza Sicha, Nivus HaSandal, Tashmi Shamita, and Achila Shtia is a different story. Kfiya Samita, during Shiva, our practice is that we don't sit on chairs. This is based on a din in the Gemara. It's not exactly what it says in the Gemara, but it's based on the din. In the days of the Gemara, there was a din that was observed that you were required to turn over the beds, which were miyuchad for people for sleeping on. Sometimes they had beds or couches that no one sat on. That's just for good luck. Arsa degada, you don't have to turn over. But if you have beds that are miyuchad for reclining on, so they didn't require it to turn over those beds. We don't have those kind of beds. If you turn over the bed, it'll break. The whole thing will fall apart today. But we have, as a zechet to that, we don't sit on chairs. So there's a machlokes hatanoim, where the kfiyas hamita applies to Tisha B'Av or not. And the accepted opinion is that no, the kfiyas hamita does not apply to Tisha B'Av. Kriyas Hamita is different from the other aspects of Shiva. Rechitza Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, Tafen Shamita. Kriyas Hamita is because the bed represents the human body. The bed on which people recline represents the human body. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dmuk Diyukni Nosati Ba'otam. I created man B'Tzelem Elokim. Ba'ato. And now, someone, Baba Nisayim, Hafachtiya, because the human being sinned, I had to remove the Tzelem Elokim. So the halacha requires Kfumi to Sechem Aleho. We should do Kriyas HaMito to demonstrate the fact that this Mito that represents Tzelem Elokim had to be overturned. So when we observe the laws of Shiva on Tisha B'Av, it's not over the loss of the tens of thousands of people's lives who were killed at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni. We're observing Avelis over the loss of the Beis HaMikdosh. So that's why Kfiyas Hamita doesn't fit in. Kfiyas Hamita is only when it's a mourning over an individual who lost his Tzelem Elokim. So the Gemara points out that we observe most of the laws of Shiva on Tisha B'Av. Then the Gemara says, then the Mishnah says, that Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, starting from the Sunday before Tisha B'Av falls out in the middle of the week, so starting from the Sunday before till Tisha B'Av, and that's all, not till the end of the week, and not till the end of the month, and not from the beginning of the month. In the days of the Mishnah, there were different opinions, and the accepted opinion was only starting from Sunday before Tisha B'Av till the end of Tisha B'Av, they observed slightly less, some aspects of Avelus, much less than on Tisha B'Av itself. So the Mishnah says that washing clothing was not permitted. Shaving was not permitted except for Thursday before Shabbos, b'chamishim mutarim b'nei kvod haShabbos. Let's say if Tisha B'Av would fall out on a Friday, so the whole week before, Sunday through Thursday, would be Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Friday would be Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah records that it's permissible to take a haircut b'chamishim mutarim b'nei kvod haShabbos, to take a haircut and to wash clothing on the Thursday, even though Thursday is Mamash Erev Tisha B'Av, that would be Mutam and Pnei Kvod HaShabbos. And that's all it says in the Mishnah and the Gemara. By Ashkenazim, the Minhag developed that we have three levels of observance of Avelas. From the beginning of the 3 weeks, we observe the lightest form of Avelas, namely that we don't permit Chasanis, and we don't permit haircuts. This parallels roughly the Avelis period of Yud Beis Chodesh, when a relative dies, so for most of the relatives, one only observes Shiva and Shloshim. For Avi V'Imo, if a parent dies, in addition to the Shiva and Shloshim, one is obligated to observe Yud Beis Chodesh till the end of the 12 months. And even if the yahrzeit is going to be 13 months later, because you're dealing with a Shnasa Iber, which in the Jewish calendar has 13 months, but the Avelis is only the first 12 months. Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh. Here in the Minig Ashkenaz is, the Ramor records the Minig Ashkenaz, that starting from Shivasa B'Tammuz for the whole 3 weeks, we observe the lightest form of Avelis that we have, roughly parallel to Yud Beis Chodesh. And just like during Avelis of the whole year, after Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh, we have a minhag, it's not really a din, it's a minhag, not to listen to music. So that minhag has been carried over here as well. We have a minhag not to listen to music during the 3 weeks. Then the Shulchan Aruch records another minhag, which is not really connected with Avelis. We avoid reciting Shehechiyonu during the 3 weeks, if we can avoid it. Sometimes you simply can't avoid it. Let's say someone has a pidyon haben, and the Gemara says, when you have a pidyon haben, avi haben mevorach shtayim, the father of the baby recites the bracha al pidyon haben, then he says shachiyono. So you're not going to tell me he shouldn't say shachiyono because the pidyon haben is in the 3 weeks, or in Eretz Yisrael where the practice is that by every bris milah they recite shachiyono. In most places in the world, the minhag is you don't recite shachiyono. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is like the Rambam's opinion, that by every bris they say shachiyon. So even if the bris occurs in the middle of the 3 weeks, you also say shachiyon. There is no din that an ovel doesn't recite shachiyon. The Gemara in fact says that if one's parent dies and he gets a big Yerusha, so he says dayin ha'emes and he says shachiyon. He just acquired a lot of money. He says shachiyon. Unless he has to share the Yerusha with others, brothers and sisters, then instead of Shachyan, he says Atayva Meitiv. But if he's the one and only child, he's the Ben Yochid, and he gets the whole Yerusha, then he says Shachyanu. So why do we have a minig not to say Shachyanu during the 3 weeks? Even in the middle of Shiva Mamish, when one observes Avelis Mamish, you can say Shachyanu. So here the 3 weeks is only parallel to Yud Beis Chodesh. So the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch pointed out, the Magen Avraham, the standard commentary points it out, and he says, no, this is a different minig. The minig is, you don't say Shachyanu on new fruits and vegetables in the 3 weeks. Other Shachyanus, he sounds like he holds Yemesei. If you buy new clothing, it sounds from the Magen Avraham as if there never was a minig not to say Shachyanu there. He says, Shachyanu on new fruits, strictly speaking, even applies if you're allergic to that fruit, or you can't stand this fruit or this vegetable. You don't enjoy eating it, and it doesn't even belong to you. I see that they're selling the new fruit and the new vegetable in the store, and it cheers me up to see that we, as a chabdalep dibarayar, chabdalep nachayar. I see that I lived to see the new watermelon season, or to see the new cherry season, to see the new strawberry season. So the Shachyanu is not really over the excitement of eating the new watermelon. I can't even afford to eat watermelon. I'm allergic to watermelon. I recite Shechiyonu on the Hagos Hazman, Shechiyonu Lazman Hazeh, that I live to see this new season of the year, which I haven't experienced since last year. I didn't see them selling watermelons since last year. That's what the Shechiyonu is all about. So the Magen Avraham writes that the 3 weeks is not a happy season of in the year. That's why that Shechiyonu you don't recite. Shechiyonu on Pri Chodosh should not be recited on the 3 weeks. It sounds like he implies that Shechiyonu on buying new clothing would be okay. So those are the minhagim that Ashkenaz, the minhag Ashkenaz is that we begin observing Avelis, the slightest form of Avelis, starting from Shavuos B'Tammuz, parallel to Yud Beis Chodesh, and we don't take haircuts, and we don't schedule chasanis. And then an additional minhag has it that we don't say Shechiyonu, we avoid eating a Pri Chodesh. Except on Shabbos, the minhag is that we do permit eating a Pri Chodesh, even though it will require a Shechiyonu. Then starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, even though Medina de Gemara, the Avelis only begins with the Sunday before Tisha B'Av, Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, but the minhag by the Ashkenazim is that we observe Avelis, more severe level of Avelis, starting from Rosh Chodesh Av. The minhag has it that this Avelis is parallel to Shloshim. The 3 weeks is parallel to Yud Beis Chodesh, and the 9 days is parallel to Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, Medina is parallel to Shiva. So what do we observe in the 9 days over and above, not scheduling chasanas and not taking haircuts? So the Gemara, the minhag has it, we don't wash clothing, we avoid putting on newly laundered clothing, and we avoid bathing. Now the bathing is really a minig on top of a minig. Medina de Gemara, one is not permitted to bathe during Shiva unless one is an istinus, unless one is so annoyed by not having taken a shower or a bath. You're perspiring so much that you're just annoyed. So then in an istinus, the Mishnah records one who is an istinus is permitted to bathe in the middle of Shiva. Today, many people certainly would qualify as an istinus, and strictly speaking would be permitted to bathe even in the middle of Shiva. So Medina de Gemara, the prohibition against bathing in Avelis only applies in Shiva. In the days of the Bali HaTesves, they extended this prohibition to all of Shloshim. So their practice was, their minig was, it's not a din. The din is only during Shiva unless one is an istinus. The minig of the Bali HaTosis is quoted by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Rav Yoh, Avi Ezri. He was from the Bali HaTosis, that the Bali HaTosis didn't bathe all of Shloshim. So that's minig number one. The minig number two is that we treat the 9 days like Shloshim. So it's a minig on top of a minig. So if you don't bathe all of Shloshim, and you treat the 9 days like Shloshim, so you're not allowed to go swimming in the 9 days. Truth of the matter is that when it comes to Shloshim, we no longer observe that minig. Everybody bathes in the middle of Shloshim. By us, it's hard to observe even the din in the Gemara, not to bathe for 7 days straight in a row during Shiva. Strictly speaking, we probably all qualify as istinus. So, maspik is a genuk, that people don't bathe during Shiva. But after the Shiva is up, everybody bathes in the middle of Shloshim. So that's why many are of the opinion that the whole minig, not to bathe in the 9 days, doesn't apply today. How can we observe a minig, not to bathe in the 9 days? It can't be more chomer than Shloshim. Then we have another side minig that during the 9 days, many have the minig not to eat basar v'yayin. Ashkenazim have the minig not to eat basar v'yayin. Years ago, when under Ben Gurion, the Israeli government started drafting girls into the army, so the Rabbanim made such a fuss at that time. This was scandalous. This is against the halacha. Women are not supposed to be drafted into the army. The women and children are always considered the civilians. They were never drafted into any army. Even by the Goyim, they were never drafted into the army. So the government of Israel said, any girl who says that she's religious and on religious grounds does want to serve in the army, so they'll be exempt from the army. So they used to always test them to find out if they're really religious or not. So the people who were running the government were Ashkenazim, and they knew that the Sfardim never observed this minig, to abstain from basar v'yayin in the 9 days. So this was the scandalous shtick that they did. They would ask the girl, what period of the year is it prohibited to eat basar v'yayin? So none of the Sfardiyot knew. So they said, you're not religious, we're going to draft you into the army. The Sfardim don't have such a minig. The minig, not to eat basar v'yayin, is totally unrelated to avelus. Even in Shiva, one is permitted to eat basar v'yayin, adarabba. Adarabba, in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the opinion that the first meal, when the Avelim come back from the cemetery, so the first meal is supposed to be offered to them by friends and neighbors. It's called the Sudas Havro'ah. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion that more correct is that the Sudas Havro'ah should consist of basar v'yayin, should be a Suda Mechubedes. Not stam bagels and lox and cheese. It should be basar v'yayin. Yayin says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, La nivra yayin ela lenachem boyasu avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon the Chochma to make wine in order to relax one who's tense, in order to relax one who's nervous and aggravated. So La nivra yayin ela lenachem boyasu avelim. So adarabba yayin is Medina de Gemara should be offered in the Sudas Havra'ah. And the Basar, the Rishonim add on that the Sudas Havra'ah should be a Bekovetik Suda. So the minig that the Ashkenazim have not to have Basar V'yayin during the 9 days is not at all an aspect of Nihu Gavelis. The Gemara explains it's a different story. Gemara says, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, a group of Hasidim, Balabatim, approached the Rabbanim, and they thought, maybe it's not right, it's not fair that we should eat basar v'yayin. Kolzman that the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and we were offering korbanos from basar, we were burning flesh on the Mizbech, and we were pouring yayin, l'nesach, so we were offering HaKadosh Baruch Hu basar v'yayin, alright, so we had a right to eat basar v'yayin. But now that there's no longer a mizbeach and we don't offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu matana a basar v'yayin, so what right do we have to eat basar v'yayin? It's not right. So the Chachamim said, if you'll use your logic, it'll lead us to the conclusion that we shouldn't eat any bread, cake, or cookies because we no longer offer korbanos mincha on the mizbeach. We should no longer be permitted to drink any water because we no longer perform Nisach HaMayim. So this would make life practically impossible. If you can't have bread or water, you can't have basar v'yayin. So what do you have left to eat? Fruits and vegetables. That's not enough to live on. The Chachamim said that the idea is an interesting idea, but it's a gzeir shein roi batzi b'yecholim lamed boi. That it doesn't make sense to introduce such a prohibition. So the minhag developed in the days of the Balei HaTosfos. It's recorded the minhag developed by the women. The women are in charge of preparing the meals. So the women decided to introduce such a beautiful minhag, to abstain from basar v'yayin in the 9 days, to indicate that we have no longer the right to eat basar v'yayin. We're not bringing korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. We're not offering basar v'yayin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we shouldn't have basar v'yayin ourselves. But it's not really an aspect of Nihu Gavelis. Avelim are permitted to have basar v'yayin. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that even children before Bar Mitzvah, who understand what Churban Beis HaMikdash is all about, should abstain from basar v'yayin during the 9 days. So the commentaries ask, but we paskin that a katan before Bar Mitzvah doesn't have to observe Avelis. That even children before
the minhag.
also don't eat basa the yayin. And in 9 days, if they're old enough to understand what the Churban Beis HaMikdash is all about. So the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch point out that this is problematic, because in Hilchas Avelus there is a Machlekes HaGaonim, and the accepted opinion is like those Gaonim who said that there's no Chinuch for Avelus. A Kotten Shehigir L'Chinuch, you have to be Mechanechem, Petzitzis and Tfilin and Kriyashma and all other mitzvahs, but there's no Chinuch for Avelus for whatever reason it is. So if there's no chinuch for avelus, why do we have to? Why can't we give the children flesh in the 9 days? Even cotton shehigir lachinuch. So that's what the mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch say, that abstaining from basa v'yayin has really nothing to do with avelus. V'haraya, that in the middle of shiva one is permitted to eat basa v'yayin. Adarabba, it's recommended that for the sudas avroa, the friends and the neighbors and the relatives should give bedavke basav yayin, asudah chashuvah. The isa basav yayin in the 3 weeks, the minig, not that basav yayin, is not betoris avelus. It's a betoris, a different issue. That we feel that it's not really fair, we don't deserve to have basav yayin if we're not able to give the Rabbanu Shel Olam basav yayin. So really, they wanted to introduce such a minig all year long. But the Chachamim said it'll be a Xerish and Rebatzi B'Yuchalim Lamed Boy. Because then you'll have to aser anything that's made from flour, wheat flour, barley flour. You have to aser water, because they brought Menachas on the Mizbech and they did Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbech. So for all year long, it's a Xerish and Rebatzi B'Yuchalim Lamed Boy. And in 9 days, it's Yuchalim Lamed Boy. So the Balei HaTosfos record that this minig was started by the women. Women usually decide what's on the menu for dinner. So the women decided to adopt such a minig, to abstain from basa v'yayin over the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And then the minig got the approval of the Rabbanim, and it's considered an accepted minig. Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes another minig, that even though strictly speaking when Tisha B'Av is over, this year Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday, Chodesh Av is on Monday, so Tisha B'Av is the next week on Tuesday. So even though when it comes Wednesday night everything is over, everything should be mutter, so nonetheless we have two additional minhagim. We have one minig to abstain from basa v'yayin the night after Tisha B'Av. Even if Tisha B'Av is a nitche, meaning is we don't have basa v'yayin the night following Tisha B'Av. And then we have another minig to observe partial avelus till chatzos into yud of till chatzos hayom. So there are two variations of this minig. One version of the minig is that we observe the practice of the 3 weeks till chatzos. In other words, we don't take a haircut. And we don't schedule chasanis until after chatzos, after noon of Yudov. You only observe the lighter avelus of the 3 weeks up until chatzos of Yudov. And the generally observed minig is more than that. You observe the minhagim of the 9 days. Not only the minhagim of the 3 weeks, you observe the minhagim of the 9 days. So it's not even proper to wash clothing until chatzos on Wednesday, chatzos on Yudov. This coming week, Monday is Rosh Chodesh. So some communities had a minig to continue to eat flesh on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the Hashtikal Moed, Hashtikal Yantif. So the Achrayim say that the more correct minig is that we should abstain from eating basa v'yayin even on Rosh Chodesh. And all the minhagim of the 9 days begin already on Rosh Chodesh, not the day after Rosh Chodesh, already Monday. according to the minhag, we shouldn't be washing our laundry. So we all have to see to it that we should wash all the laundry on Sunday, on Erev Rosh Chodesh.